by remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his newly named running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, are set to make their first joint appearance Wednesday as a team out to defeat President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence in the November general election. The Biden-Harris campaign said the pair would speak in Wilmington, Delaware, about working together to restore the soul of the nation and fight for working families to move the country forward. Biden officially named Harris on Tuesday, making her the first black woman and South Asian American woman to be named on a major party ticket for a presidential election. In his tweeted announcement, Biden called Harris a fearless fighter for the little guy and one of the country's finest public servants. Social media sites, already full of excitement from many Democrats over the Biden-Harris ticket, including a tweet from former President Barack Obama, who wrote, "This is a good day for our country. Now let's go win this thing." Harris will formally accept the vice president nomination at the Democratic National Convention next Wednesday. U.S. President Donald Trump announced an agreement between the federal government and an American biotechnology company to manufacture and deliver 100 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The company, Moderna, is to manufacture the vaccine doses while clinical trials are underway. Trump told reporters at the White House the federal government will own these vaccine doses, will buying them. Three vaccine candidates in the U.S. are in the final stage of human trials. The president said the nation is on track to produce 100 million doses as soon as the vaccine is approved. Via remote, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Tuesday it was holding talks with Russia regarding its recently approved COVID-19 vaccine. Russia Tuesday became the first country to approve a vaccine for use in tens of thousands of its citizens. During a television appearance, President Vladimir Putin claimed the vaccine has proven efficient and forms has passed as all the necessary tests. Putin said his daughter has taken the vaccine and after two shots had a normal temperature and had a high number of antibodies. The announcement was received with global skepticism, though, because the vaccine got approval after less than 2 months of human trials in Russia with a limited number of test subjects. A WHO spokesman said at a UN briefing in Geneva that the WHO authorities must review all safety and efficacy data before placing their stamp of approval on it. Health authorities in New Zealand are scrambling Wednesday to trace the source of a new outbreak of the coronavirus as the nation's largest city went back into lockdown. Authorities have found four cases of the virus in one Auckland household from an unknown source. The first reported cases of local transmission in the country in 102 days. Auckland was moved to alert 3 level at a midday Wednesday, a designation initially set to continue through midnight on Friday. That means that non-essential workers are required to stay home, while bars, restaurants, and most businesses will be closed. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, said she had worked quickly to impose the Auckland lockdown measures after learning about the cases on Tuesday. New Zealand has been praised globally for its virus response and had just celebrated reaching 100 days without any known community transmission. The Taliban reaffirmed Tuesday its commitment to ending violence in Afghanistan while emphasizing that a comprehensive ceasefire has to be discussed during intra-Afghan peace negotiations due to begin later this month. The proposed talks are an outcome of the agreement the United States sealed with the Taliban in February to end the nearly 19-year Afghan war. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.